A village on the A140 in mid-Suffolk says it's not been the same since a sign was knocked down there more than 6 months ago. The Magpie Pub, which straddles the main road at Stonham, has been kept safe since it had to be removed last July. It's Grade 2 listed and more than a century old, so plans are now underway to make sure that it can be put back up. Kelly McCormack has been to find out more.
Well, I'm here on the side of the A140 where just over 6 months ago a car crashed into the upright of the Magpie sign at Stonham. It's a famous landmark for travellers up and down the A140, but after 6 months it's still not been put back up. Ivan Richardson, the vice chairman of the local parish council, joins me now. Ivan, it's been down such a long time, and like me, many people are asking you, where is it? What's happened?
The Magpie Public House is owned by the Bahar family, and unfortunately Joe Bahar passed away in the early session of COVID, and at the moment his family are trying to sort out the estate. So we really haven't been able to tie anything down as to how we're going to get it back up again.
You have plans though for the future, don't you? It's not gone forever, is it?
No, it's not. The parish council have got a subcommittee. One of our younger members, Kate Dawson, is organising some fundraising. And also we've had a local resident who has volunteered to do a 600-mile round trip to the other public houses that have still got gibbets on them in order to raise money for it.
Let's talk about that, because for many people up and down the A140 travelling every day, it's that landmark, it's that 10 minutes to home, 15 minutes to Ipswich kind of milestone. But it's actually a very historic, very rare now landmark, isn't it?
Yes, I did some research. I got hold of the InSign Society and spoke to them, and they did some research for me. And they found that there's only 5 other establishments in the UK that have got this type of gibbet over it. And in fact, there's only 2 that have got a freestanding gibbet, so we were quite unique in that.
And many people travelling up and down the A140 will remember the day after it was hit, the road chaos, because the A140 must have been lovely through Stonham that day, because the road was closed both directions through the village for the sign to be taken down and removed. I understand the sign is in a safekeeping space at the moment?
That was the priority, was to preserve the sign, so that's been stored safely.
And the question remains, how on earth will you get it back up? I presume it's not going to be a cheap feat.
First of all, we need to liaise with Suffolk Highways, because obviously to get it back up again, the road's got to be closed. There's been 2 instances probably in the last 20 years where the gibbet has been replaced.
So it's a very big operation, and we're talking in the thousands of pounds, aren't we, to get this sign back up?
We haven't actually got a figure yet, but I would imagine it's going to cost something like £10,000 at least. And it would mean closing the A140 for probably a whole day to get it back up again.
But because of the historical nature of the sign, you're hoping things like English Heritage might help you out?
Yes, we've talked to English Heritage. We're also talking probably getting funds from the lottery as well. So it's going to be a 3-way system. Getting support for getting our sign back up again, because the village has lost its character. People that travel on the A140 on a daily basis have said to us, where's it gone? When's it coming back? So I think it's important as a historic landmark that we get it back up again as soon as possible.
Kelly McCormack there speaking to Ivan Richardson.